now, get up out of bed, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head, here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said.
Who should be planning meals in your house? Maybe your 7-year-old? Should first graders be able to get up and get themselves ready for school? What age do you get kids started with chores? Oh, we have lots of, well, questions, maybe some answers. Join us on Because I Said So. So we're back on chores today. This seems to be a subject that comes up a lot at my house, and as we all sit around the table, it seems to come up in everyone else's house too. Chris just had a question, right? Should your 2-year-old be picking up his toys?
Yeah, he will put them in the right room. He doesn't put them away, but he'll kind of pick up his toys. But I kind of feel, you know, if I'm picking up after him, am I just doing a bad thing?
Well, does he have, do you have like a good, like, do these, is he supposed to be putting them in baskets or, you know, that? When you say that he has them in a room, what does that even mean? He's, oh, you know, got like a toy room?
Yeah, he has his little playroom, and he's got a little toy box. So he'll pick up his toys and kind of put them in the room. They don't always get into the box.
But if it's just a toy room, I think that's, hey, that's, you can tell what kind of mom I am. I'm like, hey,
put him in the
you've
room.
Got it in the room.
Close
and
the door.
I'm not going to step on it, and it's, you know, it's not in the middle of the kitchen. I think that's a pretty good 2-year-old.
All right, well, here's the next question. How do you get him into the routine of doing it? Like, should he just do it every time he's done playing, or should it be an evening thing before he goes to bed? Or what
bribe
did you guys
him.
Do?
Well, see, and I think that's up to the individual because, you know, my husband would say every time you take out a toy, you have to put it away before you take out the next one, and I don't kind of operate like that. But I think by the end of the day, everything
or
has
so
end. I don't step on it.
Right.
Yeah,
at the end of the day
or whatever.
And
yeah.
And what about the concept of bribing them? I'm sorry, rewarding them for picking up after.
Well, you know, there was something that made its rounds on, I don't even know what it was, Pinterest or Facebook or something, not too long ago, where it was the basket of, with the sign on it.
In fact, it was on our Facebook page.
It was on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, I liked that one.
And I love that one. And I'll see if I can pull it up here. But, you know, you go around the house with a basket. You pick up anything that
should have
been picked up but was not, or anything that's in the wrong place. You put it in the basket and you don't get it back until XYZ.
You do a chore, whatever.
Right.
I think
and there
that's
was actually
a fabulous idea.
There was actually little strips of paper that had a chore written on them. So they could pick the chore, and once they were done with it, then they get back what you have retrieved from them. So yeah, I have got to start that at my house.
Well, I've done it all wrong. I mean, seriously, if I think about it, I wish I had started earlier, Chris. So, you know,
but
I'm saying do what you can do.
That's always my question. Like, it's too late. It's too late for me, but it can't be too late. You know, you can teach an old dog a new trick. I think you can. So I'm going with that.
Well, we sit around, or I do, at my kitchen table. So this is dinner time conversation too often where we're talking about, okay, guys, this is the new routine or the new rule or whatever. And it seems like every time there's a transition, that's what we're doing. And so I sat down last week with the kids, and I had read this article about the Obama family, and I'm sharing this with my kids, and I'm thinking, wow, I am doing way too much for my children. So at the Obamas, this is what I read. You know, they have obviously a staff of people, and I'm sharing this with my kids, and I'm saying, these are the two daughters that live in the White House. One's 14 and one's 11, and listen to what they are doing. They must write reports about the places that they've traveled to, even
Woo-hoo.
If it's not required by their school.
Mm.
They must make their beds every day, and they have chores to complete, and they do not get their allowance until those chores are done. Malia, who's 14, she may use her cell phone only on the weekends, and she and her sister cannot watch television or use a computer for anything but homework during the week.
I've heard that.
Television for homework? Come on. What does that even mean?
No, I think they can't watch television.
It says they cannot watch television or use a computer for anything but homework during the week. They both have to play two sports. I thought this was really interesting. One that they may choose and one chosen by their mother.
Have to.
Maybe they limit them to two sports. In other words, maybe they want to do more. Although, Michelle is very much into physical fitness
athletic.
And all that stuff, so I'm sure that she does require, you know, physical activity, yes.
Well, you guys
well,
are
that's
like this.
Fascinating, yeah.
Listen, this was one that was on our list of the top 10 things that your kids need to know before we send them off to college. Malia has to learn how to do her laundry before she goes to college, and the girls have to eat their vegetables every night.
Of course, somebody else is cooking them.
Well,
you know, the chef at the White House is cooking their vegetables, which, you know.
So they're probably good. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not, you know,
they're not out of the can.
TV dinner, I'm guessing. You know, but that's great. I respect that. I think that, you know, those girls obviously have tremendous privilege and, you know, go to private schools and have traveled the world and have a fantastic life. I love the fact that in spite of all that, their parents are trying to keep them as normal as possible by requiring certain things of them to make them overall, you know, better kids. And geez, we should all aspire to that.
Well, and I think I agree with most of them, but I have a problem with the playing a sport that your parent
chooses.
Picks. Now, my kids are allowed to pick one activity.
That is interesting. I wonder
or whatever
why
they
that
want.
Is. Yeah.
Right. And then I do pick the other activity, which is piano. But I don't know. Like
I wonder if that's because
my mom said, like, okay, you have to play, you know, water polo.
Right. I wonder if that's because they would tend not to
try something
different. Right. Try something different, maybe. I can't imagine that, though, forcing my child to play a sport that they didn't, that their whole heart wasn't into it.
I can see.
Yeah.
I'm with Jackie. Making them do one activity or something, that kind of makes sense. But, I mean, for a lot of kids, if you're in band or you're in drama club or something like that, particularly in middle school or high school, you're not going to have, there's some sports you can't do. Because, you know, band season,
well, hopefully,
you can't do
right.
X, Y, and Z.
Hopefully, a good parent would recognize that.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like, then there's some kids who just aren't very sportsy, but that doesn't mean they're not athletic.
Correct. And I found early on that it made more sense for me, instead of forcing my child into an activity that I thought was best for them, to figure out what they like to do and then try to figure out what activity matches that. So when my son showed some artistic talent early on, you know, I found some art courses for him, and I, you know, found actually a neighbor who tutored him in art, and he loved it. He was happy, and it was a good fit, more than some of the other, you know, sports and different things that I signed him up for. So that's also, I think, a good tip.
Well, I have to go back to the chores aspect of this for a minute, because after I read this and talked with my kids, and, you know, they're all
sitting.
Now, what
did they say? I'm just curious of what their reaction was.
Well, you know, they just... What do you think they said? They really didn't say much of anything. They kind of looked at me like, really, Mom? But I had this conversation with some friends, and I said, okay, you know, what are you guys doing? What's happening at your house? Because I think I'm doing too much for my kids. And one of my friends shared that she has two in middle school and one younger, and the middle school students are getting themselves up in the morning, setting their own alarm. She is not helping in the morning routine at all. They both pack their own lunches, and they each have a Saturday morning chore, which is to clean a bathroom. They each are responsible for a bathroom in the house.
Wow.
Once again, this show, I love this show, but it makes me feel sometimes really bad as a mother, because I gotta tell you, that's fantastic.
I'm doing none of that. Yeah. None of that is happening.
I'm sitting here thinking, why
are
my kids not packing their own lunch? And mostly it's because I'm just desperate to get them out the door on time. You know?
Well, and I think
but they could pack it the night before.
But that's exactly what it is. It's about how much time and effort you put into something, you know, because training them to do that takes a long time. It's easier for me to do it myself.
Yes, that's true. Now, the one thing, though, I really do, I should be doing is having my kids set an alarm, because it's painful to wake my children up in the morning. So why do I put myself through it? You know, but at the same time, I know that she would sleep through the alarm. She would turn it off, sleep through it, whatever. So I couldn't rely on that. But having to wake them up and get them up and in the shower every morning is becoming, and we're only in the second, third week of school, let me tell you. But my daughter, when, you know, I have this sort of, you know, whiteboard or whatever with the days of the week on it. So at the beginning of school, right out of the blue, like this came out of nowhere, she started writing on there, Mom, I think we should have a chore chart. Hello. And she wrote on the days of the week at every other day a chore. Now, you know, her definition of chores and mine are a little bit different, but she took some initiative on that, and I don't really know where it came from, but she liked, you know, the pat on the back.
Yeah, way to go with the effort there. And actually, there are, if, you know, believe it or not, there are lists of things, age-appropriate chores that your kids should be doing, and we have them, and we're going to talk about that when we come right back.
Compelling stories, fascinating people, entertaining and informative interviews. That's what you'll find every week on 51%. I'm Susan Barnett. From the economy to the environment, education to healthcare, human rights to human interest, there's a women's perspective, and every issue we face is one that affects us all. Join me for 51%, the Women's Perspective. It's not just for women.
Thursday morning at 9:30 on WSTL 90.7 FM.
Welcome back to Because I Said So. I'm Jackie Jennings. I'm here with Kathy Bassett, Kim Hudson, Chris Rank. And Jenny is not with us this week, but she'll be back next week. Today's conversation, what should your kids be doing at home? And I know this comes up all the time, not only in this room, but in many, many rooms in my house. And I do. I feel like I'm doing too much for my children.
Yes.
But we have lists. Now we have lists. And these are not things that your kids should be doing because you can decide that for yourself. But these are what your kids are...
Could be doing. Yes.
Or are able to do. So, Chris, the first one I pulled up was the, 2-year-olds. And it said, this is the time to motivate your child to start cleaning up. So you're right on track.
But I'm not motivated myself.
Well, see, there's that.
Yeah.
There's that. But the, your child should be able to clean up his toys at a set amount of time. So set a buzzer and have, all the toys cleaned up by the time the buzzer
goes off. I recommend playing that Barney song, the one about clean up. But you all know the one if you have kids of a certain age.
You do. Yes. All right. So, Kim, you have a list, too?
I do. All right. And, but I'm shaking my head because I'm thinking about, at the toddler. So this is toddler ages 2 and 3. And it does have the, pick up the toys. Mm-hmm. But Swiffer the floor. Make bed.
Swiffer the floor.
This is what the list says they would be able to do. Help get clothes from washer to dryer. Well, you got to hold the child.
Not in my house because I got one stacked on top of the other. They'd have to get on a ladder.
We've already had the spoon down the dryer incident, so the dryer's off.
Stay away from the equipment.
Really?
Yeah, he was playing with the spoon, dropped it down the lint trap, and it took me forever to get it out.
Mm. I'm sure it wouldn't do anything
magnet,
bad down there.
A magnet.
No, it wouldn't, but it was just... Okay. He's banned
from the
dryer.
It's not supposed to be there.
All right, and just so you know, we're looking at two. We put up a bunch of different lists. So even if you question the source, mine's MSNBC. Kim's is something different.
Happy Housewife.
They're all pretty much the same. Yes. Developmentally. All right. So what's your next one then?
Okay. Next, for the next age group, preschool can do all the toddler chores. Obviously, load the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Vacuum the
preschool.
Couch, the chairs, and the cushions. Okay, that doesn't get done in my house by the adults.
Wait. We're supposed to vacuum the couch? Sorry.
Take out recycling. Set table, clear table. This is ages 4 and 5.
I'd be worried about him or her breaking the dishes.
I agree. So I have dishes that don't break now. But my plan is, now that my kids can empty the dishwasher but can't reach the high shelves, is I'm moving all my dishes down low
to where they can
reach
them.
Can put them away,
well,
honestly.
And they're past an age where they're going to get in there and break them. You can sort of readjust that stuff.
Right. The most surprising thing I have is that kids should be able to get ready for school in the morning by the time they're 4.
Really?
Oh, please.
That says that on your list?
It says that on my list, yeah.
I guess they could run a marathon, too, but I'm not sure this is...
Feed the dog, put their dirty dishes on the counter, put their clothes in the hamper, wash themselves, take a bath by themselves, brushing their teeth by themselves.
Yes, although I know dentists
don't recommend that.
Because they're not good at it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they cut corners.
Yeah, my dentist said that I should still be brushing my 7-year-old's teeth occasionally to make sure that...
It's like, we're trying to get him to brush his teeth. Mm-hmm. He's 2, so you put the thing on there and he kind of chews on it and that's it.
I've never brushed my kids' teeth.
Ever?
No.
They did it themselves when
they
were
little? You
probably
just don't remember. I'm sure you did it when they were young.
I don't think I did, Jackie. They always wanted to do it. It wasn't, now they don't want to do it and I should be doing it, but I don't remember doing that.
Ben lied to me about brushing his teeth the other day.
I hope Dr. Vickers isn't listening.
I know, seriously. He doesn't lie about anything. And I said, did you brush your teeth? And he said, yes. And I said, I'm going to go upstairs and check your toothbrush.
I do that all the time. Oh,
yeah,
and my kids lie about that still.
Who lies about brushing their teeth?
My daughter said to me, I swear to God, the other night, she said, Mom, when I brush my teeth, I just wake up then and I can't fall back asleep. I said, really? So brushing your teeth keeps you awake longer, huh? I said, I can't wait to tell Dr. Vickers that at our next visit. She's going to love that excuse. So she popped out of bed and went and brushed her teeth.
I love it.
Wow. All right, we're moving up here because I know you're anxious to hear what your children should be doing at home.
Okay. What do we have? Ages 6 to 8. Meal prep. Wash produce. Find ingredients and simple cutting. God. Wipe bathroom sinks, counters, and toilets. Hang out laundry. Sweep, vacuum, collect garbage, get mail, fold laundry, clean microwave, and rake leaves. Meal
clean
planning.
Microwave. Okay.
I would love to see that meal planning in my house.
Would you?
By a six-year-old. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's interesting, though. You're introducing the concept that you have to plan for a meal. And, you know, I like the idea of maybe once a week the kids are in charge of the meals. I think that's actually could be that could work in somebody's house. It didn't work in mine, but.
Yeah, I have six and seven-year-olds answer the telephone, respond politely when spoken to, which we have a problem with, help with dinner.
I don't believe you have a problem with
take
that.
Take out their own articles from the car each day and put them away.
Oh. Are you kidding me? Mine are in high school and middle school and don't do that.
Chris, I don't
do that. Start that early.
Oh, that's a whole
in fact,
show.
But you know what's funny? My husband calls my car my locker because I do tend to store some things there. Because I spend a lot of time in it. You know, I drive here, there, and everywhere. I am, you know, the mommy chauffeur. And so I drive my locker around. So they might come by it, honestly, my kids, but...
Yeah, it drives me crazy.
Batty?
The stuff that is in the back seat of that car.
This morning when I took Kennedy to school, she got out and she says, oops. And I said, uh-oh. And as she reaches down, she picks up an empty water bottle that fell out, a hairband, and a tablet of paper. And I said, okay, when we get home tonight, we're cleaning out the car.
That's better than like a banana peel or something like that that was last month. Yeah, one of the chores on my daughter's chore chart was... actually, I think I asked her, so she was excited because she could write it down on the chore chart that it was something she did. I wanted her to wash the inside windows of my car because they're pretty dirty. Mm-hmm. So the next day, she said she did it, and she wrote it on the chore chart, and she crossed it off, and I was so happy, and I got into the car the next day, and I could clearly tell that the windshield was not done, and the two back and the back window was not done. She did basically, you know, just the passenger side and the driver's side. And then when I asked her about it, she was like, I said, did you do the windows in the car? She's like, oh, yeah, I did them. And I said, but you didn't do these? And she was like, oh, no, I didn't do those. I was like, what?
Those are windscreens.
But let's go back to the initiative here, though. So she comes up with the idea that mm-hmm. she wants to have a chore chart, mm-hmm. writes down chores, even if you don't love them, that's mm-hmm. still great.
Here's what it's about.
So then what happened?
It's the whole idea of making a list. She likes to cross off the things on a list. So
is she wanting an allowance? Is there money?
We haven't really talked about that. And once again, I'm a terrible mother because I haven't instituted anything like that. But no, like I asked her to take something out of the dryer. And so she took like one piece of clothing and she took it upstairs and she wrote on her chart, did laundry, and crossed it off. Like, really? That's doing the laundry. She was like, well, yeah. She kind of smiled at me like, oh my goodness. It's all about crossing off the list.
And my question always is how good is good enough? Like, if there is a chore reward system in place and, you know, I say sweep the floor and they do a pretty good job, and like, where's the line? That's what I always have a problem with.
It's like the homework lesson we learned, I think. Okay. So we had a teacher on a few weeks back and he said, you know, the purpose of homework is to get them, you know, practicing the exercise or whatever. It's not about getting it 100% correct. It's about the effort. So if there's effort involved, Jackie, I think you've got to give them credit. And if they missed a certain patch, you know, of the floor, you can always send them back to finish it. But I think effort.
Now, as long as they're progressing, though, right? As long as you see, so, you know, this week there was effort and the effort was good. So you reward them for the effort. But
I agree. I didn't think there was a lot of effort in cleaning the windows, I got to tell you.
Right. Yeah. So a month from now, the floor should be better. They should be learning from it. So you should see progression.
The toddler with the Swifters in there.
There you go. Yeah, I think you should give your two-year-old a Swiffer just to see what happens.
Yeah,
no, I think you should just Velcro them to his knees because that way he'll just cruise around while he's playing, and that way he's picking up, you know, lint along the way.
I think he'll eat the stuff.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
All right, we've got to do middle school.
We have to do middle school here.
In case you haven't heard, our Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour is going national with the official new launch of the national show this weekend. Tune in, as always, Saturday at 11, immediately following Car Talk. For more information on where the babes are headed, check out twoboomerbabes.com.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about what your middle schooler could, should perhaps be responsible for around the house. You're listening to Because I Said So. We'll be right back.
Right. There you go.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Because I Said So. This is Jackie Jennings, along with Kathy Bassett, Kim Hudson, Chris Rank. Jenny is not with us this week, but she will be back next week. And we are talking about chores, and we were just about to talk about middle school and what your middle schooler should be doing. And I would like to say I have an epic fail so far on just about all of the categories.
I was going to say, but you don't have middle schoolers.
I know, but okay. I'm failing so far. So, far, okay.
I can't believe that, first of all. I know.
It's easier to do it myself.
I have a hard time to
believe it. It's easier to do it myself.
Okay, middle school. They should be able to clean the tub or shower, make full meals, and plan the meal. Okay, I have to stop right there. I'm so sorry. But again, we would be having cereal every night if my kids were planning
the
meals.
Well, and I should say, yeah, when my daughter was in elementary school, she did catch the microwave on fire. So there are some hazards that we might want to, you know, think about before we send them, unleash our kids into making full meals.
Clean out the fridge or freezer.
Well, like they could do that without supervision. I mean, what would they know to throw away?
That's what I'm thinking. Mow the yard. And supervise younger children's chores.
Really? They're good at that, yeah.
Yeah, telling the others what to do.
They like to be managers.
You know, the cooking thing, it occurs to me that it depends on what they're cooking. Because if they're cooking, you know, a meat kind of thing, I'm not necessarily sure I want somebody who doesn't really know what they're doing. You know, and they may not cook it long enough and then you get sick or something. So
I agree. There has to be supervision, obviously. Yeah.
But I do have to throw this out there, too. So talking to my friends who have more, their kids have more responsibilities, it seems that it's the girls that are the oldest. So I wonder if the whole gender, if the boy, girl, if having a daughter first, who typically at that age, they are a little bit more mature and they are a little bit more responsible, if that is playing a factor.
That, and you're grooming them more for their traditional role of taking care of a house. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but I definitely see that in myself. You know, I ask Annie to help me more around the kitchen than I ever would Will. I get him to take out the trash, you know, all the traditional roles.
Does he do the outside stuff? Like mowing the yard?
He did until this summer when he worked for a landscaping company, and then he was like, you know, I do this all day. I'm not doing this at home. So, but to some extent, he would. Yeah, I mean, he mowed the lawn for a couple of years by himself, which was great. But, yeah.
Yeah, it just, you know, it makes me think about what I need to do to get Connor more on board with doing this. Because what's happening is, since I have a boy first, I'm finding he's not as responsible. I'm not expecting as much from him. And then I'm following that pattern with my daughter, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a boy first also. But what has been very interesting, at least so far, is that my daughter is much more of a self-starter. So if I throw a chore out there, she will get it done. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be, you know, well, I can't let my little sister do something that I can't do. And so he gets kind of shamed.
Mm. That's really interesting.
So that's worked effectively for me for a couple of years now.
At my house, I also have the son who's the oldest. He doesn't volunteer to do a lot of things, but if I ask him to do something, he will do it, and he'll complete it, and he does a great job. My daughter will start a million different things and get distracted so easily that she never finishes anything. And so I, like you, Jackie, it's easier to do it myself sometimes. And so there she, and my son will complain, you know, she doesn't ever have to do anything. She gets, you know, she gets it easy. And it's because it's more frustrating, requires more supervision, and more I got to stay on her to finish her task. So I just sort of let it go.
Yeah, and I have to say, once I, you know, started reading these lists and thought, you know, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? I have kind of started with, like, my kids have to do the dishes now. So one has to set the table, one has to clean up as much as they possibly can. But, you know, you're running to whatever, soccer and back to school night and everything. They have to keep their rooms clean. And they have to sort their laundry and bring it down to the laundry room, or else it's not going to get washed. So we'll see how that goes. I will keep you up to date. They may be running around naked here in a couple of weeks.
Mm. Yeah, my daughter, you know, for years, when we come home with groceries in the car, has to run in and go to the bathroom. I mean, she has some sort of a...
You've said that before.
I have said that.
That's awesome.
It's a bladder problem tied to groceries. I don't know. I'm sure there's a psychological something there, but unbelievable. And she stays in there just long enough till the last bag is brought in. It's
of course,
a miracle.
Of course. All right, so Chris, you're going to gain from the wisdom of our experience here.
Boy, we hope so.
All right, so you have a two-year-old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wish for you will be to start now.
And make it fun. I mean, I do think that kids respond better when things are fun. So if there's treats, rewards, you know. Actually, the one thing that my daughter really likes to do, this is kind of crazy, is we play a sock game. So, you know, all of the mismatched socks go into a laundry basket. We dump them out on the floor, and then we have a little contest to see who can match up the most, in the quickest amount of time. So it becomes a fun game, which is one thing she does like to do, like her mother, is play games. So, you know, maybe I need to rethink this and come up with chore games.
I think that's a great idea.
Instead of Hunger Games, I need to do chore games.
Well, and I was just going to say, you know, I think meal planning is a great place to start, because you're right. Kids have to realize that, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into this before it shows up on your plate.
And that could be called Hunger Games.
It could be called Hunger Games. There you go.
Win or you go hungry.
There you go. Just how
seriously
hungry are you?
You know, in defense of boys, I have a theory, and tell me if I'm full of it or not, but my theory is that boys like to be told what to do, but they don't like to be asked what to do. Like, if you say, hey, go put these dishes in here, they'll do that. But if you say, hey, do you feel like putting these dishes in here? No. And they're not going to.
How interesting.
But the other part of that, the corollary, is that there's some idea that boys have to be kind of, if you're very, I'm trying to think of that, if you're very direct about what your directions are, it'll get done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just say, clean the kitchen, when what you really mean is put the dishes away.
Right.
Then that's overwhelming. Now, I don't know if that's true for all kids, but I think with boys, that tends to be more true. I don't know. Maybe I'm full of it.
Right.
So does that, like, switch when you become a husband? Because now you want to be asked what to do instead of told what to do? Like, I prefer to be
told what to do, because telling means, here's what I want you to do, X, Y, and Z, and I can do it. If you say, I would like you to kind of
Help me
clean the house. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What do you want me to do?
I think this is a good point, Chris.
And I don't mean that in like, I'm not motivated to clean the house.
Right.
But if you say, help me clean the house,
I don't know what you mean. A specific task. You like to cross it off the list.
That's exactly
right.
Okay.
Well, and you want to be, not, I don't mean told, but you want to know what the expectation is.
I want to know what the thing is that I can complete.
Yes.
So I can say, oh, done that. Now I can go on the next.
Whereas we want... Well, I'll speak for myself, but we kind of want you to just look around and say, oh, that needs to be done.
Right.
I should do that. But it works better when you have an understanding that, oh, this is what needs to be done.
Yeah,
this is my task.
Because it's not fair to have the other person play what's in your head.
Yes.
They don't know what you're thinking about.
Oh, totally. And my husband and I have very different ideas of what cleaning the house means. Like, he'll go after one specific area, and I'll be like, really? Like, you didn't even see the stairs needed vacuuming? Like, how could you walk up them every day? How is that not on your radar?
Because it's not.
But do you see that with your son, too, then?
He definitely needs to be told what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had a pretty specific story about that. We had people coming over for dinner one night, and, you know, I was working all day, and he was working all day, and the house just needed to be cleaned up before people came. It may have been you. People came over. And so I said, just, you know, straighten up the kitchen. Just go straight, and then we have the laundry room attached. Just straighten it up. So I came back in, and he's cleaning out the closet in the laundry room. Like, oh, we haven't used this cleaner in a while. We could throw this away. And I'm like
not now.
And he just looks at me, and I said, "What?" Yeah. So I, you know, you may be on to the very specific task.
Idea.
So I like that a lot.
This is a helpful hint.
I think we've learned something here today. All right,
I don't mean to say this is a boy or girl thing. It could be that there are some girls who are like that and some boys who are, you know.
Yeah.
But in general, I think it's typical that boys tend to like to be told what to do so they can say.
We're probably gonna get letters about that.
Well, and I was gonna say, I'm gonna give my kids very specific tasks, but if you have anything that works, we want to hear about it. So put it on our Facebook page of Because I Said So, or our website. And we hope to have a great discussion about this, because it seems to come up all the time. So let us know what you're doing. Thanks for joining us, and we will be back next week.
You've been listening to Because I Said So, a production of Delmarva Public Radio. For more information, including podcasts of this episode, visit us online at becauseisaidsoradio.com. Thanks to Anita Renfro for allowing us to use her song Momisms as our theme song. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Look for the lady with the red hot lips.
I said so, I said so, I said so, I said so. I'm the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom.